the psalm for today, Psalm 62, and we're going to look at verses 1 and 2 this morning. King James says, "Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not greatly be moved." And the New Living says, "I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, where I will never be shaken." Let me read verse 2 again from James. "He only is my rock and my salvation, my defense. I shall not be moved." The psalmist here is not wavering around, looking at all kinds of gods to deliver him. He's honing in. He says, "He only is my rock." J. Vernon McGee says, "It's a simple psalm. It's called the only psalm. It is one of simple faith. It reveals a faith and confidence in God that is akin to a child's faith in his parents. Tradition tells us that this psalm came from the greatest heartbreak of David's life, the rebellion led by his own son Absalom. Here we find a man who has committed his way to God, one who is traveling in the spiritual stratosphere, a man who is living above the storms, shocks, and stresses of this life. And as we read this psalm, which comes from his heart in his hour of darkness, this is a time of testing, an hour of defeat. We are amazed to find not one note of discouragement, nor suggestion of fear, nor word of distress. There is neither rancor nor bitterness welling up in the heart of the psalmist. He sings forth a song of salvation, a song of praise, an opus of optimism. It is a song of hopefulness, a thesis of trust, and a work of wonder. How could David write such a hallelujah chorus out of an experience so dark? Yes, he totally trusted in his only God. The Passion translates it this way: "I stand silently to listen for the one I love, waiting as long as it takes for the Lord to rescue me. For God alone has become my Savior. He alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me, for he is my champion defender. There's no risk of failure with God, so why would I let worry paralyze me, even when troubles multiply around me?" Oh my gosh, amen. I love that translation. Now we're going to stand and we're going to say it from one more translation, and it's good old God's Word translation. Let's say it together. My soul waits calmly for God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my Savior, my stronghold. I cannot be severely shaken. Amen. Do you have a hold of him this morning?
That's right.
Then let's celebrate him.